From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. And on this day, Nestle wants to expand production of Poland Spring water in Maine, but some in the area where the company gets its water say that is not a good idea. And the Maine Attorney General's office says it did not mishandle the case that resulted in the murder conviction of Anthony Sanborn. Those stories ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by USM's Muskie School of Public Service Master of Public Health Program, preparing students for today's complex population health and health services needs.
First tonight, the Maine Attorney General's office is denying allegations that it mishandled a case 25 years ago that resulted in the murder conviction of Anthony Sanborn. In a motion filed in Cumberland County Unified Criminal Court on Monday, the state is asking that a petition to review Sanborn's conviction be dismissed. Patty White has more.
In a 27-page motion, Assistant Attorney General Paul Rusha denies more than a dozen allegations, including that the state withheld evidence and intimidated witnesses in Sanborn's 1992 trial. Sanborn was convicted of murdering Jessica Briggs on a Portland pier and dumping her body into Casco Bay. The two were 16 at the time, and Hope Cady, who was then 13, was the state's key witness. But at a hearing in April to consider a review of Sanborn's conviction, Cady recanted her original testimony and said that she was coerced into testifying against Sanborn. Assistant AG Paul Rusha denies that the state forced Cady to testify in a certain manner. His motion says that this spring, Cady complained to Augusta police that people associated with Sanborn's defense team were harassing her. Further, Rusha says many of the allegations against the state are vague and exceed the statute of limitations. Rusha is asking that Sanborn's petition for a post-conviction review be dismissed. Sanborn is currently out on bail, pending a hearing that's scheduled for the end of July. Defense attorney Amy Fairfield did not respond to requests for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Maine's Republican governor is following through on his promise to push for ending the sale of 50-milliliter alcohol bottles. Lawmakers this month voted to override Governor Paula Page's veto of the bill to add a bottle deposit to miniature alcohol bottles. The State Liquor and Lottery Commission has issued a public notice that on July 11th it will consider the LePage administration's plan to delist the bottles from sale in Maine. Democratic Representative Anne Marie Mastracchio's amended bill would create a 5-cent deposit on the bottles beginning in 2019 to curtail littering. And finally today, bottled water is more popular than ever. Last year, for the first time, sales surpassed those of soda. And that thirst for water is boosting sales of Poland Spring, the leading brand of water bottled in Maine and the fourth leading brand in the country. The company's now looking to expand production in Maine, but as Susan Sharon reports, its strategy continues to be met with resistance from some local residents and persistent critics.
The magical healing properties of Poland Spring date back more than 200 years, when company founder Hiram Ricker claimed it had cured him of what is now known as acid reflux. Word spread, and by the early 1900s, visitors from all over the world flocked to the woods of Maine to take in the waters.
So this is where it all began. Originally, this was in the middle of the woods.
Community relations manager Heather Printup is standing in the small building that contains the original spring, not far from the company's bottling plant in Poland. These days, Poland Spring water is transported as far away as Pennsylvania and consumed mostly from half-liter bottles throughout the Northeast. It's especially popular in the region's two largest cities, where sales are tracked at the cash register.
We're the number one scan SKU, above cigarettes, above toilet paper, in New York City and Boston.
To keep up with growing demand for its product over the past 15 years, Poland Spring opened two additional bottling plants in Hollis and Kingfield. It also has 9 springs in 6 counties from which to draw water. But to avoid putting too much pressure on any one source and to adhere to a commitment of sustainability, company geologist Mark Du Bois says Poland Spring and its parent company Nestle Waters North America need additional springs and bottling plants.
In Rumford, Fryeburg, in the Penobscot River Valley, we're looking for water, but we're also looking for factory locations where we can build another location with water bottling lines inside the building.
More than one?
It depends what the growth does and how we evolve. When you look out 5 or 10 years, the potential for more than one is pretty good if the trend continues.
Du Bois says when he first started with the company in 2004, there were 550 employees. Now there are nearly 900, making Poland Spring the fifth largest manufacturer in the state. Some residents welcome the idea of replacing vanishing paper mill jobs with work like this. The average wage is $20 an hour and includes a full range of benefits. Others remain skeptical that Poland Spring has their best interests at heart.
My biggest concern is connecting ourselves with an international corporation. It's just too much.
Cliff Harding is a roofing contractor from Rumford, where the company wants to tap into another spring in the Ellis River Aquifer. Harding turned out for a public meeting in April, organized by a group called Protect Rumford Water.
I think that there is a way to harvest water, but to do it with such a large corporation is absolutely, in my opinion, it's just not adequate.
Not adequate, Harding says, in terms of protecting local interests. Residents will decide today whether they want to support a groundwater extraction ordinance that gives the town of Rumford control of Poland Spring's permitting process. It's similar to what the towns of Kingfield and Denmark have in place. But there's concern from Harding and others that the ordinance doesn't go far enough. Poland Spring supports it.
We think local control is best, so we're actually supporting this ordinance, even though it adds an extra layer of permitting for us and an extra task that we need to do.
Mitzi Sequoia of Rumford and others say they worry that their local water district has rushed to embrace a deal with Poland Spring because revenue is desperately needed to replace aging infrastructure and because the water district is in debt.
And if they had told us that they had an issue with money and with funding for the infrastructure, if they had come to the citizens, we would have found a way collectively as a community to help them solve their problem. And this is what really offends me to no end.
In March, at a special town meeting, residents voted overwhelmingly in favor of a 100-day moratorium on large-scale water extraction projects. But the vote didn't prevent the water district from negotiating preliminary terms of a 15-year agreement with Poland Spring. The company would pay Rumford about $400,000 annually to withdraw as much as 150 million gallons of water a year. Du Bois says that amount will put the town on par with water consumed during peak employment at the Rumford Mill, when more people lived and worked in town. He says wells will be closely monitored and pumping stopped if necessary. Critics like Nikki Sequeira are skeptical.
I think we have to remember that the corporation's number one job is to increase profits,
right.
Not sustainability, right. Not to protect our resources.
Right.
That is our job.
Sequeira is a member of the Fryeburg Water District who says Maine lacks adequate groundwater protection laws. She's become a watchdog for water resources and has worked with local residents to oppose Poland Spring withdrawal operations in Fryeburg and Denmark. At the April meeting, she advised residents to demand transparency from Rumford officials as they consider a final deal for their water. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.